23. If there was a book of commandments for the modern world, what would some of the rules be? Like that we don't already have, as far as laws.
There is a difference between a commandment and a law.
Okay, so
It feels like thou shalt not have a bumper sticker. Thou shalt not have any sort of quote in your email signature.
agreed. I feel like email etiquette is being lost, and it really bothers me.
I was surprised at how poorly and curtly people write emails.
Yeah. Or
Was
using emojis in work emails. Like, what? Why?
yeah. I think it would kind of like depend on the person. Like, definitely not with like a boss or like an outside supplier, but like if it's like your
Like within your.
like your best friend at work. Like, who cares?
Yeah, no, but if it's actually related to work. And will be like recorded type thing.
I had a person I had to track down over several months, who had her phone number, her office phone number, in her email signature. And first off, I will go out of my way to not make a phone call. I will send 12 emails before I make a single phone call. And 12 emails went unanswered, so I was like, I gotta actually call. So I called and I got the receptionist and I was like, hey, can I talk to dumb lady? And she was like, who? And I was like, dumb lady. And she was like, oh, I think you mean dumb lady. And I'm just like, that's exactly what I said. Yes, can I please speak to her? Oh, she's not here. Oh, well, can you forward me to her desk? She doesn't have a desk. Oh, is she in a different office? Yes. Can you give me that number? It doesn't have a number. I'm just like, this is the number in the email.
Did you get a hold of her?
Eventually, yeah. I sent her another email. I feel like thou shalt wear or thou shalt not go barefoot in public.
Okay, what about the beach then?
Okay, well, indoors.
Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, like when I was in high school, like
Why?
I don't know, I can't
What?
I can't fathom it. Like I don't like girls in high school would do that, and I was like, I don't want to know how gross these floors are.
Yeah. Okay, along those lines, you shouldn't wear a blanket as a jacket.
Just in general, like
Like
walking around or like.
outdoors, out just doing whatever, grocery shopping, like what?
Yeah, I'm pretty big on you have to wear like actual clothes when you go outside. Like I can't bring myself to actually like go to the like even like the gas station in like pajamas.
Okay, what do you wear for pajamas then?
I wear like flannel pajamas. I'm talking about I have to put like on khakis.
Yeah. Have you seen people like just full on pajama?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Is that like a common thing where you are? 'Cause it is over here. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's not super uncommon.
Especially with high schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
I feel like we need to rein in the Instagram food posting. Like, I've never run into this problem, but like, I've heard of people who are friends or intimate with Instagram quote unquote influencers who spend like a literal 15 to 20 minutes photographing their food before they eat.
Yeah, and it just gets cold. No, yeah, I see that.
Well, I don't even care about it getting cold because my superpower is fine.
Right. But just the fact that they spend that much time.
Nobody cares. Nobody needs it.
I know. But food photography is an actual profession.
That's not what they're doing, though. They're Instagramming their dinner.
Yeah, okay. Next question.
Yeah, sure.
35. What life skills are rarely taught but extremely useful? How to do your taxes.
I mean, I have a rant about the taxes thing.
Hey, I had to do Canadian and now American, so.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
My rant was from the other side, because I was always a math nerd, as we've established.
Yes.
So obviously people in math class were always like, math is dumb. Why do we have to know math? I'm mm-hmm. not going to use math. Why don't you teach me something useful like taxes? Mm. I'm sitting there like, if you're going to be a functioning adult, you just kind of have to figure taxes out. Like, that's just like part of the game.
Yeah.
And literally like every functioning adult knows roughly how to do taxes or who to refer you to,
mm-hmm.
to do taxes.
Right.
How many adults do you know who can do even basic geometry?
Fair enough.
Or who knows how to FOIL a polynomial? I didn't think so.
All right.
Although, I mean, obviously it wouldn't hurt. Yeah, I don't know of any useful life skills off the top of my head.
How to cook?
I was gonna say that, but
because that's like the question.
Yeah, I guess I'd say cooking.
Mm-hmm. Basic survival life skills as an adult.
Mm-hmm. How to build a raft out of
raincoats.
Float some. Yep, sure.
80. What's the best lesson you've learned from a work of fiction?
I feel like at one point, very deep understanding of the metaphor of the old man in the sea by Ernest Hemingway. And the more I try to remember what exactly that metaphor is, the more stupid I think it is. So I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a callback to last podcast, which I mentioned, one of my favorite books, The Star's My Destination. which is based on The Count of Monte Cristo, mm-hmm. which I'm currently listening to an audiobook of. And they're both stories of how literally anybody, no matter how worthless or stupid or like inept, listener, I'm talking to you. if you're motivated by nothing short of pure seething revenge, you can just raise yourself up by the bootstraps and make the world your bitch, as the saying goes. So, yeah.
Okay. Maybe not perhaps the best lesson, but I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was a Miyazaki film.
Spirited Away. Don't yes. eat the ham.
No, just because the ending was not what I was expecting. Because, like, with Western stories, you get a nice little pretty ending, but then it was so open-ended where the characters went or what happened or stuff like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. I guess just the lesson that everything doesn't work out in a complete fashion in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. 29.
What habit do you have now that you wish you had started much earlier? I literally just had it and lost it. Oh. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just quiet.
Yeah. I would say resisting procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that took me a long time to just get through my head. Mm-hmm. kind of just like being a little bit more disciplined with my time and energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think for me, it's being, a little more outspoken and not being so concerned about what other people think. I don't know if that's exactly a habit.
I think it's close enough.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, definitely when I was younger and meeting new people, I would be very anxious and intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say another habit that's really nice is, like, going to bed at a reasonable hour and waking up at a reasonable hour.
And having, like, that consistent schedule for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Seventeen. What's the funniest word in the English language? I feel like moist is a popular one.
Moist. God, I'm so fucking moist right now. I like the word lugubrious.
What does that mean?
I think it means all like slippery and like
So pretty similar.
Similar to moist. Lugubrious.
How do you even spell that?
Looking or sounding sad and dismal.
Okay, no, completely different.
Which I think makes it even more funny.
So, how do you spell that?
Hold up. That's L to the U to the G to the U to the B to the R to the I to the O U S.
The IP is interesting, or just like the pronunciation, how they spell that out. So not moist in any way.
No, well,
Well, I guess if you're crying, yeah.
And sometimes when you cry, you get moist in other places too. Kinky listener, I'm talking to you.
You're just fan servicing right now.
Moist.
Any other words?
What's your favorite word?
I don't have or
do you have a word that you're really into?
I don't think I do.
Because the other word I really like, which isn't as funny, is calipigous.
Which means?
It is, trying to look up how to spell it. It's an adjective used to describe a particularly well-shaped booty.
Is that a newer word then?
No, because I've read about it, or I first encountered it in Catch 22, which isn't like a new book by any means.
Yeah.
I remember it because I don't always look up words that I don't recognize. I just kind of like assume.
Right.
Context clues. And there's a section in the book or a sentence that was like, he looked at the nurse's calipigous ass, and I was like, well, I gotta know. I gotta know what it means.
Yep. I honestly can't think of any because my mind is just going to like Chinese phrases, but my Chinese still sucks, so. Yeah. I wouldn't say my vocabulary is actually the greatest, to be honest.
I feel like my vocabulary is better looking at words than coming up with words.
Like colloquially?
No, like, I mean, if like you gave me like a vocabulary quiz.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be better than making a vocabulary quiz.
Yeah. All right, next question. One.
When was the last time you slept more than 9 hours?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't think of a specific time recently sleeping a ton. I know when I had my wisdom teeth out in the 9th grade, I basically just spent like 48 hours asleep.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like a blur of like pain medicine mashed potatoes and ice cream and stuff.
I still have my wisdom teeth.
Mm. Well, I guess you're wiser than me by 4 teeth.
Yeah. I think the last time was probably when I was sick, I guess. No, when I had food poisoning. That was not fun.
What was the food?
We went out to eat and we had nachos with sour cream, but it wasn't hot. Like, it wasn't heated all the way through, I suppose, combined with some drinks, because it was the bartender's birthday, so he was handing out shots. Yeah. That was the first time I puked up bile, and that was not fun. I was out for like 3 days from work.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun times. Yeah.
Yeah.
60? Did we do 60 already?
I don't think so.
Yes, we
Oh,
have.
we didn't.
Okay, so what should we do?
See, we didn't come up with anything.
No, we
We
didn't.
I think we need to make like a bingo card. The middle square is every time I make a joke at your expense.
Great.
I was thinking for if we run out of questions to do, I think we need to have a one of these where we roll dice, or just like just cross them off, or it's like an accent challenge, where we think of
Why? I suck at accents.
yeah, but that's the point. We just do so many that we suck at all of them, all the non-racist accents.
How many non-racist accents are there?
I came up with like at least 15.
Is that based on like region then? Versus country?
Country and region.
How is that not racist?
Because it's white people.
I'm not white.
Yeah. You're allowed to do it.
So what are we doing?
Think we should just roll dice.
35. That's
Yeah,
another
I
one.
did that one.
So what are we doing?
I think we gotta roll again, and if we do another repeat, I think we just have
We'll
to
do
call it
something.
done. Three
Okay.
strikes and we're out.
Four.
Who has zero filter between their brain and mouth?
I mean, I can think of someone who is in politics right now.
Really? This person a businessman?
Possibly.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. For a while, I think Kanye West was that person.
Yeah. Hey, 2020 is coming up.
I don't think it's going to do that.
Never know.
I mean, for a while he was into the MAGA hat, so like it's hard for Kanye to come back from that. Although honestly, what can't Kanye come back from?
Next question.
Sure.
Six.
When was the last time you immediately regretted something you said?
Oh.
So here's the thing, I just feel no remorse for my actions.
Ever?
Ever. I feel like there's lots of times when I try to make jokes and they don't land with quote unquote normies.
Yeah, I can see that.
I feel like those just blur together. Wow, what's that supposed to mean?
Whatever you think it's supposed to mean.
Well.
I think mine was at work. Because I was in the middle of dealing with a situation with an employee, but I didn't let my other managers know what was going on because it was still going on at the time. It got kind of complicated because I had met up with this employee outside of work, and the reason behind that was because she was feeling suicidal. And, after that conversation, something else that happened during work between my manager, like the store manager, and her, she didn't feel like she got the support she needed and was, like, seriously threatening to kill herself. And, she calmed herself down and said, don't tell anyone about it. She didn't want that incident to get spread around to the other employees. But of course, there were other employees there. So everyone was concerned about her, but she just didn't want to be the center of attention. She didn't want that incident to get out. And so I had to pull her from the sales floor into our stock room and calm her down, and she was just like, I quit, this is it. Just like, and so I was just giving her time because she was like on the verge of tears, and like I didn't want to make this bigger than it needed to be because that's not what she needed at the moment. And while she was getting her stuff to leave, my other managers cornered me and was like, what's going on? Is everything okay? Like, and like at that point, it's just, I'm trying to keep myself composed. But I think I regret not saying something. Because when the girl came back to clock out, they're all, like, in her face, like, we don't think you really want to leave, blah, blah, blah. And I should have said, just let her go, because she didn't need that at that moment. Yeah, and that was the last time I saw her, but, yeah. Sorry, that was a long one.
For the listener feeling down, moist.
I've been feeling, like, super melancholy lately. I'm sorry, guys.
What's your favorite melancholy music to listen to?
Ambient. Helps me sleep. But if we're talking about, like, musical genre...
Yep, or band or artist.
John Mayer has some really sad songs.
I don't listen to much of him other than like his first.
Yeah, like his older stuff. Like I think.
Continuum, I think, is that an album?
I can't really remember. But he has that one song called Stop This Train, I think, and it's just talking.
That's a super sad song.
I know.
I think Bon Iver is also up there for melancholy music.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up.
Listener, if you're at risk for jumping into a river, don't listen to Bon Iver.
Okay, so on the other side of that, what type of music do you listen to be more optimistic?
I don't listen to tons of optimistic music.
Or like just to get you out of that melancholy mindset, I guess.
Gosh, I just had a song or an artist or something. Oh, Chromeo.
Yeah.
Not all of Chromeo. I'm trying to think of how to describe Chromeo in a sentence. Chromeo is like these two pickup artists made a keyboard band to fuck girls after concerts, and that's what all their songs are about. Like they're right on that line between just being skeezy and being like silly,
Yeah.
swaggery type thing.
Okay.
Listener, you should listen to "Sexy Socialite" by Chromeo, because the outro to that always is uplifting. And I think I referred to you to Wolfpack, right?
Yeah. I've been
Yeah,
listening to
that's
them
some
a lot.
pretty yeah, that's some pretty upbeat music.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah. Weird Al also, his polka.
Anything polka.
This isn't a joke. And any of his songs, particularly his originals, but any of the ones with the armpit fart sound effect. Like, no kidding. Like, dude, this isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. Go look up Hardware Store, which has lots of armpit noises at one point in it.
Oh, Cake is another group.
I think Cake for me is kind of like borderline.
Or K-pop. Have you listened to K-pop?
Listener, you need to look up Mini Skirt and Like a Cat by AOA.
AOA, yeah.
Hashtag Brave Sound.
Or a Big Bang.
I don't know them.
That one has over like how many million views on YouTube? Yeah.